The grace of God has appeared, saving all, training us to reject godless ways and worldly desires. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Once again, good evening to you all on this snowy Christmas Eve. It is good that we are here for this, been joked about this already, this midnight Mass at 10 p.m. The Mass at midnight is traditionally the one that we hear from the Gospel of St. Luke, of how the census came about, how Jesus himself wanted to be counted amongst the people as one of them. And so he was enrolled along with Mary and Joseph as being a part of the Jewish people, part of humanity. And this underscores what this night is all about. That Christ came from heaven, the Word of the Father becoming flesh and dwelling amongst us, becoming one with us. This is a terrible, terrible in a sense, awe-inspiring mystery. God becoming man. We have to think about that from time to time. God who created everything from nothing, becoming one with us. Scripture says that Jesus was human in all ways except sin. He had no sin, but yet he comes to take on sin. And that was his mission from the very first moment of his conception. In fact, from the very first moment when Adam and Eve fell, the mission of Jesus was set to undo the error of Adam and Eve, to undo sin, to take on our faults and failings. So Jesus comes into this world going towards Jerusalem, being born in Bethlehem, just 5 miles to the south. He'll end up on a cross. He'll end up suffering terribly. But yet in his wounds, as the prophet Isaiah says, we are healed. This is another great mystery, that Jesus takes on our sins. And in his death we are redeemed. In his death we are saved, so that he can present us new to the Heavenly Father. This is what St. Paul was talking about in that second reading. To realize that you have been washed clean in the blood of Christ in baptism. That baptism now allows you to worship. Without that washing away, you could not offer proper worship. But now, with the washing of the blood of Christ, we become one with him. And we can share now in the worship that Jesus offers to the Father when he offers himself. So the early church understood that what Christ came to do was something new, something radical. He came to unite the Jews and the Gentiles. He came to unite all humanity in himself. But it is in himself, not in someone else. That is, if it is in Christ, who is whom? He is, as Scripture says in the Gospel, who is Christ and Lord. What does that mean, Christ? Well, that's the Greek word for Messiah, the Anointed One. This was the one that Moses prophesied about 1,500 years earlier to the Jews. He told the Jews, a prophet like me will arise amongst you. He will speak with the very words of God. If you don't listen to him, God will punish you. Lord, another Greek word, Kyrie. It was the word used as a substitute for the name God, because the Jews felt that the word God was so sacred they wouldn't repeat it. But Jesus is Lord. Kyrie. Jesus is God. And this again is what we celebrate, not only tonight, but at every Mass. And that's how the early church celebrated. They would come together to listen to God's Word. They would come together and understand that Jesus has done something radical in offering himself, not only on the cross, but now through the altar from which we receive his body and blood, his soul and his divinity, the Eucharist. So when it came time to celebrate the Nativity, the birth of our Lord, there was no question what they would do. There was no other form of worship than the Mass. In a very real way, you're celebrating Christmas in its purest form tonight. You're celebrating Christmas as perfectly as possible. Why? Because you're at the Mass, celebrated on Christ's birth. Christ's Mass. Christmas. This is what it means. The Mass celebrated on the Nativity of Jesus. But this Mass isn't just for us that we celebrate once in a while, huh? We celebrate it so it may change us. This is what St. Paul was talking about. That the grace of God has appeared, saving all, training us to reject godless ways and worldly desires. The world has its own ways. The world says, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you die. There is no sin. You can do whatever you want. That's what the world says. But God has other intentions for holiness for us, that we are to reject the ways of the world. We are to follow after a holiness that Christ now establishes in himself. A holiness that is possible. Why? Because Christ became man. In his humanity, he makes it possible through his grace that we, in our sinfulness, can change. We can change. We don't have to stay in our sins. All we need to do is will it. We have to will to be different. Christmas, then, is a time of hope, a time that we can pray for ourselves, that we allow the grace of Jesus Christ to change us, the grace, the saving grace of Christ, to make us into what? Into saints, training us in godly ways and not godless ways, as the world says. So we continue with this Mass tonight, praying for ourselves, praying that our lives may be different because of Christ. And let us also pray for those who are caught up in the ways of the world, for the godless who no longer worship, who no longer pray. Let us pray that by our actions, by what we say and don't say, by what we do and don't do, we may attract others to Christ. That we may attract others to the Lord.